bring up the Gaelic a little bit? I can't hear that. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Otto, your host for this evening's edition of Radically Right. Tonight's program will center around the exploration of satanic religion. It is prevalent in high places, in the highest of places, and it is disgusting. This is March 24th, 2007, and I would like to touch base on how you may receive this kind of programming. If you're on the internet, we can be reached through rbnlive.com, rbnlive.com. Click on Listen Now, and then you have an alternative of media players, WinApp being the default. If you have a shortwave radio, you may hear the program on 5.050. At shortwave radio, 5.050. And if you have satellite dish, you can reach us on Galaxy 1, Transponder 17, Narrowband 7.92, Horizontal Polarity, and that's 133 West. And for those that have 4D TV, it is Galaxy 1, Channel 954. As I said, tonight's program will center around the exploration of satanic religion. Few people today realize that there are pagan origins of what is touted as modern-day Christianity. Like nearly everything else, it is currently dominated by the agents of the pseudo-Jews. Most of modern Christianity stems from the beginnings of the Roman Catholic Church, the Council of Nicaea, which was in 325 A.D., was officiated by the Summum Pontifex, Emperor Constantine, who took some sinful liberties in editing the Bible. Despite commandments to the contrary, more than jots and tittles have been changed. Pagan rites were Christianized. The oral traditions are a gross perversion of what was intended, and as an amalgam of Babylonian paganism and true Christianity, much of modern Christianity is now fouled by the symbolisms of sun worship. Nimrod, the founder of Babylon, was the great-grandson of Noah and son of Cush. His seat of civilization sprang from the Tigris and Euphrates Fertile Crescent. He was a mighty hunter, a warrior, and builder. The city of Babylon was bound by four walls, each of which was 15 miles long. These walls were 300 feet tall and 80 feet thick at the base and extended 35 feet into the ground. This fortress contained 250 towers with security forces. Around the outside was a deep and wide moat. 100 large brass gates emitted traffic with control. The Euphrates River ran through the city and watered gardens that were one of the seven ancient wonders of the world. Inside the Great Wall were two parallel inner walls, 20 feet thick, and another moat. And it was from Babylon that Hammurabi encoded law. The inhabitants' religion comprised idolatry. We're going to get into that right after this break. Please stay tuned, listen carefully, and support our sponsors.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're talking about Satanism tonight. We're going back and digging into the roots of it, and it extends all the way back into Mystery Babylon. Now, the inhabitants of Babylon, their religion was comprised of idolatry. Their chief deity was Marduk, or Bel. Both were names given to Nimrod. The city contained many golden images of Bel and his wife, Semiramis. She was known as the Mother Queen of Heaven. There were 53 temples and 180 altars dedicated to her. In 606 BC, the Hebrew children were taken captive to there, and it was within that city that Daniel was cast into the lion's den. Old biblical scriptures record the last king of Babylon, Belshazzar, called for the temple vessels of the Hebrew children to toast victory over them and to toast their heathen gods. And it was during this feast for 1,000 lords that a disembodied hand wrote an encryption on the wall. Meeny, meeny, tickle you, farset. And the translation by the prophet Daniel was that the king had been weighed in the balances of justice and found wanting, and due to his shortcomings, his kingdom was finished. And it was that night that the Medo-Persian army diverted the Euphrates River and marched up the dry riverbed into Babylon and sacked the city. The founder of Babylon, Nimrod, had harbored animosity towards God that stemmed from anger for the great flood that destroyed much of the the physical world. His Tower of Babel was intended to defy God should there be another great flood sent to punish mankind for wickedness. He should have relied on the rainbow promise that there would never be another complete flood. Now, the Greeks called Nimrod Nicholas. Saint Nicholas, or Santa Claus, as he is referred today, has no biblical sanction whatsoever, yet he is mysteriously found as an element of modern Christian practice. It is celebrated when the sun apparently begins a solstice rebirth after its annual decline. Christmas is the celebration of the birth of the sun, S-U-N, not the S-O-N. And the occasion now used to celebrate the birth of Yeshua, or Jesus, as many now call him, was kept thousands of years before his birth. It was the rebirth of the sun god. Each year, the days became shorter until December 21st, the solstice. And afterwards, they became progressively longer until the summer solstice. In ancient times, mankind could not measure the event as precisely as modern astronomers. It took the ancient astronomers 1.5 weeks to detect the rebirth of their sun god. Hence, the year starts at January 1st. By the time that the Roman Emperor Constantine pretended to embrace Christianity so that he could mix these pagan elements for political expediency, science had progressed to a point that the winter solstice was detected within 4 days of its occurrence. The rebirth of the sun in their calculation commenced on December 25th each year. The Satanists of today mark the winter solstice precisely, and they celebrate with child sacrifice. Emperor Constantine also introduced the notion that the special day of the week for worship would be Sunday. That is the day of the sun, and totally antithetical to the Ten Commandments, specifically number 4, to keep the Sabbath, the seventh day holy, more properly called Shabbat, not Sabbath. According to Babylonian tradition, Nimrod was transformed into a fir tree at death, as was his son Tammuz. The term Yule is Chalde for child. In medieval Germany, the people worshipped a variant on that name, Iwas. When their prayers for victory were answered, they hung the heads and spoils of the vanquished on the trees of their sacred groves. This is the origin of hanging ornaments on Christmas trees. It is in direct contradiction to the biblical commandments found in Jeremiah 10:2, that we heed not the way of the heathen, who cuts out a tree from the forest and fastens it with a hammer and nails, that it move not, and decorate it with gold and silver. See, mankind seems to care little for God's commandments these days, and if it runs cross grain to their own wishes. Tammuz, the sun god, was born on December 25th and lived to be 40 years old when, according to Babylonian mysticism, he was killed by a wild boar. Now, the women of cultures that practiced pagan religion or mysticism would cry for Tammuz for 40 days to honor his passing in the spring, and then feast on a pig for victory the last day. Now, his mother was called the Mother Queen of Heaven. Her name was Astarte, or Semiramis. The Greeks called her Easter, the fertility goddess. Bunnies and newly hatched chicks are symbols of burgeoning life, and they were incorporated into Christianity when Roman Emperor Constantine laid the foundation of Catholicism by blending true Christianity and pagan theology. unsanctioned abandonment of God's seventh-day Sabbath, or Shabbat, in favor of Lucifer's Sunday, is an abomination. Now, who has the gall to decide that one of the Ten Commandments is no longer to be honored? Many Sunday keepers rationalized the Sabbath, the seventh day, Saturday, was done away with when Mosaic law was fulfilled by Yeshua, or Jesus Christ, in crucifixion. Yet they'll deny that any of the other Ten Commandments are rescinded. Number one of those Ten Commandments is no other gods. Two, no idols. Three, take God's name seriously. Four, keep the Sabbath day holy. Five, honor your parents. Number six, do not murder. Number seven, do not commit adultery. Eight, do not steal. Number nine, do not lie against your neighbors. And number ten, do not covet your neighbor's wife or his asset. And if the rest of those Ten Commandments are still valid, then it is logical that the fourth one is too. There are 188 biblical references to the Sabbath to attest to this importance. The Sabbath is referred to as a perpetual covenant between the Creator and His children. People need to ask their clergy as to precisely where in the Bible mankind was directed to change the day of worship to Sunday. It is not there. And from where did it come? It was changed by the Roman Emperor Constantine in 321 AD. He had converted to Christianity as a political expediency and made it the state religion of Rome in the Milan Edict of 313. This beginning of the Roman Catholic Church. And then the Catholic Church made Sunday worship official at the Council of Laodicea in 364 AD. Now, before any reader or any of you listeners scoff at this, be certain to check the Convert's Catechism of Catholic Doctrine, 3rd edition, page 50. The Roman Catholic Church openly admits to making the change from the Sabbath day observance to Sunday worship. The Roman Catholic Church was a civil law for too many centuries for those in the Protestant Reformation to know what biblical editing had occurred and which traditions were false and therefore should be discarded along with Pip. The Protestants should have rejected the change in day of worship, but they were not aware of it because that had become another lost part of history. They could not recall that the recycle of life information was deleted from the Bible at the Council of Nicaea because the hierarchy were concerned that people were putting off too much into future lives. Once information is deleted for centuries, people have trouble recovering it from obscurity. Babylon's mystery schools are the source of that apostasy. The head of that order was a pontiff whose word is law to the followers. The seat of power remained in Babylon until the fall of the Babylonian and Medo-Persian empires. Then the capital was moved to Pergamos in Asia Minor. And when Attalus, pontiff, and monarch of Pergamos died in 133 BC, he bequeathed the Babylonian priesthood to Rome. When the Etruscans went to Italy from Lydia, Pergamos region, they took with them the Babylonian rituals. Julius Caesar was made pontiff of the Etruscan order in BC 74, and then in BC 63, he became the supreme pontiff. Stay tuned, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
This Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
We're talking about ancient Babylon and how it has influenced modern-day Christianity. And we were talking about Constantine, the Roman emperor, who pretended to embrace Christianity and mixed pagan elements into it. This was in 313 A.D. Well, centuries later, when Bishop Damascus was elected to the position of Supreme Pontiff in A.D. 378, he increased bringing the Babylonian rites to the forefront of the Catholic Church. See, the word Catholic means, by definition, universal. Hence, it is the Universal Church of Rome. In 381 A.D., the worship of Mary was introduced as a substitute for Babylon Semiramis, the mother of Tammuz, the mother queen of heaven. Much of Catholicism has Babylonian roots. Easter comes from Queen Esther, also known as Astarte, Isis, Sibyl, Diana, Venus, or Ishtar. These are all counterparts for Semiramis, the mother queen of heaven. The decree for Easter and Lent was given in A.D. 519. The sign of the cross has its origin in the mystic Tao of the Chaldeans and Egyptians. It comes from the T in Tammuz. The X represents Nimrod himself, and that is why witches have it branded into their foreheads, as did Charlie Manson's women. It is the X in Merry Xmas. The Roman Catholic Church has instituted celibacy for the priests in contradiction to New Testament directive found in 1 Timothy 3. Nuns have their pagan counterpart found in the Vestal Virgin. Such ignoble underpinnings give rise to the search for secular power and its tool, the Inquisition. It was instituted as the Holy Office by Pope Innocent III and brought to full fruition by successor Pope Gregory IX. Under this Holy Office, everyone was required to inform on suspected heretics. Those accused were liable to torture without knowing the accuser's identity. The proceedings were secret, and the inquisitor often sent the victims to civil authority for life imprisonment or burning. The church split the victims' property with the state. That motivated them to press diligently into the lives and homes of people in France, Spain, Italy, Germany, Netherlands, etc. In the 30 years following the 1540, approximately 900,000 non-Catholics were put to death. It's hard to imagine that many people being tortured and murdered by Catholic priests and monks under the auspices of the Victor of Christ. But the toll went on to soar into the millions. Such depravity should cause question to the godliness of such a church. Absolute power corrupted absolutely. It was centuries later, in 1991, that an attempted coup and Italian government infighting, a secret Masonic inner circle called P2 surfaced. It was a direct outgrowth of Mazzini's P1 and as evil as his mafia. The P stands for propaganda. In that attempt to overthrow, 963 influential people were discovered in conspiracy. Over 100 of them were assigned to the Pope, John Paul I, Albini Luciani. Now, that Pope was murdered on September 28, 1978, after he discovered a plot to purchase $1 billion in worthless bonds. Cardinal Villiot and the P2 conspirators stopped the Pope with poison and his plan to purge the Vatican. Before the assassination, Pope John Paul I had Father Diego Lorenzi make a call to the Pope's closest friend, Cardinal Colombo. And during that conversation, the Pope disclosed that Cardinal Villiot had been commanded to compile a list of the Freemasons in the Vatican. That list was never found. Catholics are prohibited from becoming Masons, yet here they are in the highest pinnacles of the Roman Catholic Church. That gives substance to the claim of Masonry that it makes kings. It looks like they make popes, too. With the Catholic pontiff now controlled by the P2 branch of Masonic treachery, the Roman Catholic Church has been absorbed into the globalist system of the Masonic Illuminati under that old Roman Catholic banner that church will be used as a front for these pseudo-Jews that we've talked about. We're going to break. We'll be back in just a minute, and I want you to pay close attention to our sponsors, your Bacon Ranch. Of them will help keep RBN 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Most Masons believe that their organization can be traced back to King Solomon of Israel. Now, this is only a cover for the composite Solomon that they really worship. Baal is Latin for sun god. Om is East Indian for sun god. And On is a Babylonian sun god name. Their heritage dates to the Temple of Babel more directly than to King Solomon. King Solomon embraced such symbolism when his many wives turned him away from his upbringing to their strange religion. Masonry, like much of the occult, is the worship of Satan as a sun deity under many different names in ancient mythology. Few Masons know that Albert Pike, the Prince Adept, was also the head of the Pilatus, another semi-secret society that worshiped Satan. In the Encyclopedia of Religion and Ethics, Volume 12, page 204, we find, and I quote, "The latter group with which we are mainly concerned was known under the alternative name of Luciferians and Palladalists. They were said to adore Lucifer, the equal and foe of Adonai, Yahweh," which most people pronounce Jehovah. "He was, in their view, the god of light and good principle, while Adonai was the god of darkness, the evil principle." This worship was founded on a holistic philosophy and a sort of topsy-turvy Christianity. The name of Palladius is derived from a palladium, in which they were said to revere, namely Baphomet, the satanic goat of Mendes, or grotesque idol, the worship of which was one of the articles of the accusations against the Knight Templars in the 14th century. It was alleged that Baphomet, the satanic goat, was preserved in secret through nearly five centuries after the suppression of the order and ultimately carried by one Isaac Long in 1801, together with the skull of the last grandmaster, the unhappy pedophile named Jacques de Molay. It was taken from Paris to Charleston in the United States, and these relics were averred to have become the sacred object of a society that was a development of Freemasonry. Much of the occult symbolism is incorporated in the $1 Federal Reserve notes. Many people refer to them in error as dollars. When witches conjure demons, the coven member stands inside a circumscribed pentagram, and the demons appear inside of a nearby circumscribed hexagram called Molden David by modern Jewry. But its origins are actually to be found in Babylonian magic, not the legacy of King David. That five-pointed star is prominent, not only in the American flag, but symbolism for Communist Russia and China, too. The six-pointed star did not become the seal of Solomon until after his many wives enticed him to the religion. The great seal on the U.S. $1 bill has 13 of the five-pointed stars located above the eagle, which was actually, originally, an occult phoenix. These 13 make up a larger hexagram. Hexagrams are a primary evil in sorcery and the source of the word hex. The number 13 played prominently in the formation of the colonies. All 13 governors of the 13 colonies were Masons. And it was not an accident, nor was the appearance of the symbolism in the Great Seal. On the Great Seal, the bird has 13 stripes in its breast shield. There are 13 berries in the olive branch in his right talon, and 13 arrows in the left talon, and 13 leaves on the olive branch. The most blatant occult symbol on the $1 bill is the all-seeing eye of Osiris, suspended above the pyramid like some levitating capstone. This symbol is dominant throughout ancient religions that venerated the sun, an emblem of the morning light. Lucifer, who fell from grace and became Satan, the prince of darkness. Now, their Federal Reserve system comprises the board and 12 member banks, which is another 13. Examination of the Seal of Solomon deals a lot of sixes. Now, these are more than coincidental because men like Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, Francis Hopkins, that was the designer of the flag, William Barton, Charles Thompson were occult metaphysicians with an interest in the dark side of the force. The entire city of Washington, D.C. is laid out with streets that form a cult symbolism of Freemasonry per the direction of George Washington. Specifically, these are the square, compass, rule, and pentagram. The pentagram is bound by the intersections of Connecticut and Vermont Avenues north of DuPont and Logan Circles with Rhode Island and Massachusetts, going to Washington Circle on the west and Mount Vernon Square. square on the east. Using the capital as the top or head of the compass and facing it from the ball, the left leg is represented by Pennsylvania Avenue and the right leg by Maryland Avenue. The left leg stands at the White House and the right leg stands at the Jefferson Memorial. It was George Washington himself that laid the cornerstone of the White House while dressed in full Masonic regalia and performing ritual. He also placed Masonic relics under that cornerstone, as was similarly done with all the key federal buildings. Some of these Masons knew the higher degrees of Masonry were secret Illuminati positions from which Satanists could rule those of lower degree. A Satanist named Karl Marx and his very wealthy associate, Frederick Engels, assembled propaganda for Rothschild's Illuminati in the form of the Manifesto of the Communist Party, Manifesto Kommunistischen Partei. Now, Big Brother would like us to believe the party sprang from the manifesto, but the truth is that the reverse is true. The Communist Manifesto grew out of the organization. Originally, the organization was called the Illuminists. Then when they were discovered, they became the German Union. And in France, they were the Jacobins. Then they became the Parisian Outlaws League. Then the League of the Just, called Von der Gretchen. And subsequently changed again to the Communist League. And then finally, the Communist Party. When Nikolai Lenin, the father of the Bolshevik Revolution, was called a Jacobin, he stated, and I quote, "We, the Bolsheviks, are the Jacobins of the 20th century. That is, the Jacobins of the proletarian revolution," end of quote. See, the manifesto was written after the party was formed, and for the first 20 years, Marx's name was not associated with it at all. All Marx had done was to update Adam Weishaupt's plan that was formulated some 70 years earlier, their utopian promise of a classless society fell short of its pledge to deliver peace, prosperity, and liberty for the proletariat. The actions speak more loudly than words, and we must remember that despite lofty rhetoric, what actually got delivered were tyranny, slavery, starvation, and death. Communism has always been run by the wealthy of those who control the capital. Karl Marx was a correspondent and political analyst for Horace Greeley, owner of the New York Times. In 1849, Greeley and Clinton Roosevelt, whose real name was Rosenfeld, contributed financially to the Communist League in London to assist the publication of the Manifesto of the Communist Party. Other millionaires like Cole Stephanie, who became CFR members, helped bankroll the Bolshevik Revolution. Jacob Schiff of Kuhn Loeb spent $20 million. William Bryce Thompson, Federal Reserve Director, gave $1 million. For several years, two very large canceled checks signed by Rothschilds, hung in the British Museum for all to see who financed communism. Lord Rothschild became a director of the British Museum in 1977, and that exhibit was removed from display. In the Communist Manifesto are steps to eradicate free enterprise and bring about socialism. Ostensibly, their target is the rich, but why would the richest people finance those whose stated goals are the demise of the rich? The truth of the matter is their utopian promise is intended to result in more power and wealth in their control as they become monopolists. This is disconcerting. considering that, according to Marx, one of the primary goals of communism is the abolition of the family. Such has had deleterious effects in communist China, where that anti-family policy has been ruthlessly implemented. And all three of Marx's primary goals are really worth review, because they will be surfacing as parts of new policies being officially developed for the alleged benefit of mankind. Number one, the elimination of private property. Number two, the dissolution of the family unit. Number three, the destruction of religion. This is the same Karl Marx who wrote, and I quote, "Thus haven't I forfeited. I know it full well. My soul, once true to God, is chosen for hell." He also said, and I'm going to quote again, "We must war against all prevailing ideas of religion, of the state, of country, of patriotism. The idea of God is the keynote of a perverted civilization. It must be destroyed." End of a quote by Karl Marx. His real name was Moses Mordecai Levy. Now, it doesn't take much explanation to determine where his loyalties were, if they used to be loyal to God. The liberals would be wiser not to follow he who no longer follows the straight and narrow. His broad way led to much destruction, and for all that followed such foolishness. Three of his children died of malnutrition. His daughter, Laura, buried three of her children and committed suicide with her husband, a socialist by the name of Lafarge. Another daughter, Eleanor, followed the suicide trail, but her husband declined at the last moment. When Karl Marx married Jenny von Westphalen, his mother-in-law gave him a personal maid as a gift. Marx fathered a child by her. At the time, he was supposed to be a champion of the working class and railing against the wealthy. Hardly any of the other working class stiffs had maids. And his close associate, Frederick Engels, was a very wealthy pseudo-Jew who got rich by inheriting his father's cotton mill. These mills were a real sweatshop run by child labor. Engels was a student of Louis Feuerbach, who was Hegel's most ardent disciple. Hillel Mordecai Levy. There's a Moses in there, too, someplace. Karl Marx was his assumed name. Was born in Trier, Rhineland, as the son of a Jewish banker. And let me put that in quotes, because they're not real Jews. He had many Satanists among his closest friends. One was anarchist Mikhail Bakunin, who wrote, quote, "Satan is the first free thinker and savior of the world. He frees Adam and impresses the seal of humanity and liberty on his forehead by making him disobedient." End quote. There was a book that was written about the friendship of Karl Marx and Pierre Proudhon, who proclaims that both were Satanists. Pierre-Joseph Proudhon wrote that God is the prototype for injustice. Let me quote him. "We reach knowledge in spite of him. We reach society in spite of him. Every step forward is a victory in which we overcome the divine. God is stupidity and coward. God is hypocrisy and falsehood. God is evil. Where humanity bows before an altar, humanity, slave of kings and priests, will be condemned. I swear, God, with my hand outstretched towards the heavens, that you are nothing more than the executioner of my reason, the scepter of my conscience." I got to tell you, it makes your talk show host here tonight shudder just to quote that dribble that should never have dribbled off of Proudhon's hunger out his pen. Such remarks hint that these communists were not so much atheists as anti-theists. Pierre-Joseph Proudhon summarized the essence of communist New World Order philosophy by saying, and I quote, "Our principle is atheism in religion, anarchy in politics, no property in the economic sphere," end of quote. The father of the communist revolution, Nikolai Lenin, suppressed a Jewish surname. Vladimir Ilyich Blok Ulyanov. He got a good start in a Russian Orthodox Christian home, but at 18 he began spouting Marx's communist rhetoric and said, Atheism is an integral part of Marxism. Marxism is materialism. We must combat religion. We'll continue with this just after the break. Please stay tuned.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Don't let the fire rush to your head.
I hear music. Okay, I was already talking. Bulanov, whose name was Nikolai Lenin, said we must combat religion. And he said, long live atheism. And the spread of atheism is his chief task. See, communism abolishes eternal truth, and it abolishes all religion and morality. And in their thoughts and their way of looking at things, religion is a kind of spiritual intoxicant in which the slaves of capital drown their humanity and blunt their desire for decent human experience. He went on to say that they will always preach a scientific philosophy and that they want to fight against the inconsistencies of the Christians. His bitterness against God is apparent when he said, every religious idea, every idea of a God, even flirting with the idea of a God, is unutterable vileness of the most dangerous kind, disease of the most abominable kind, millions of sins, filthy deeds, acts of violence, and physical contagions are far less dangerous than the subtle spiritual idea of a God decked out in the smartest ideological costumes. That's disgusting. There was a Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and he indicated that war against God is the main driving force behind communism. He states, and I quote, within the philosophical system of Marx and Lenin, at the heart of their psychology, hatred of God is the principal driving force, more fundamental than their political and economic pretension. Militancy is not merely accidental or marginal to communist policy. It is not a side effect, but the central pivot. According to official Jewish press in the U.S., the real determination of whether or not a person is a Jew is whether or not his mother was a Jew. Now, the real Hebrews follow paternity. But by that rule, Adolf Hitler was a Jew because his mother claimed a Jewish ancestry. However, she was not of a Semitic background, but an Ashkenazi descendant of the Khazars and a bastard grandson of the Rothschild. And we're going to talk more about him right after the hour break here. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.